Welcome to another episode of the Productivityist Podcast. It's me, Mike Vardy, and I'm here today to share with you an episode that was not planned. My goal is to plan these solo episodes in advance, and I did have a plan for this particular episode, but that plan kind of fell by the wayside. There's that quote by Roosevelt that says, when I go into battle, or Eisenhower rather, when I go into battle, I find planning to be useful, but plans useless. And that's kind of what happened with this particular episode of the program. I had an idea of what I wanted to put together. It's something a little bit more complex, maybe something that I definitely want to share with you in the future. But as I was putting the episode together and gathering the research and such, I just felt that I couldn't give it the attention and time and energy that it needed to be done well. Now, I wasn't searching for perfect. You know, I've learned many, many lessons throughout my years, one of which I learned at Costco, which is, you know, the idea of perfection is that pursuit is idiotic. Excellence is what we should go for. But I didn't think I could even deliver that episode at a level of excellence. And it's largely due to the season that we are all in right now. And as I was thinking about what to share with you on this particular episode, I decided that I wanted to go down the path of something that I talked about in one of my daily episodes that I think is relevant for the season that we're all in right now. So back when I was doing the daily podcast, I introduced the concept of the minimum viable productive day to you as a podcast listener. I've talked about this in my writing before and in the book that's coming out, but this concept is centered around the idea that there are a particular set of tasks or areas of focus that if you do something in that area or those areas during your day, then you've had a minimum viable productive day, an MVP day. Now, for me, for the longest time, I've used the acronym WAVES for this. I want to complete my daily WAVES. And those five tasks or areas of focus would be writing, audio, video, exercise, and study. If I was to do anything in those elements, each, so five different things in those five different areas, I could consider the day to be a productive one. But here's the thing. When I came up with that concept, while the idea of the concept hasn't changed, what fits into that concept right now has. There are many days where I'm not doing all five of those things. And much like with other elements of my work, when I am finding things that are not working, I'm finding challenges, I'm finding roadblocks, obstacles, often it's a sign, a signal that something needs to change. That's why I journal regularly. It's so I can see the story of what's going on in my life and I can make changes and choices around that. And in the season that we're all in right now, the idea that I have for my daily waves isn't a minimum viable productive day. It's if I get those done, that's been a massively productive day. I haven't been doing it. I haven't been writing every single day. I haven't been doing audio every single day. I've been doing video every single day, but does TikTok even count? I haven't been exercising every day, although I've been getting better at that. I have been studying every day, but there's things that are just not jiving. And there's a lot of fundamental stuff that can fall through the cracks when I'm doing this other stuff. For example, if I spend too much time doing the video for TikTok, which is something I'm experimenting with, also, I guess, a form of study, are other things like this podcast, like the other emails and other responsibilities that I have, are they falling through the cracks? It's possible. It's happened. After all, I'm human. We're all human. And in a season like this where there is so much uncertainty and we have to engineer more certainty, even to know what day of the week it is, this is why time theming is working really well for me more than ever because I can relate to the day of the week based on the overarching focus that it has. But something hasn't been clicking with my MVP day because it's my idea of what a minimum viable productive day has changed. And so if you've spent time with this concept before, either through me and through my work, or you just have a sense of, hey, if I didn't get this stuff done today, then my day wasn't productive, I think you need to have a bit more empathy and grace towards yourself. Even though you may be having outside forces and external sources of tasks and projects that you're working on, there is hopefully some latitude being given right now, considering what's going on in the world. So what I recommend you do is that you, if you aren't already using this concept of an MVP day, give it a look. Figure out what might actually fit into a minimum viable productive day. What are the things that you ultimately need to do every single day in order to make sure that you're just getting what needs to get done, done? If we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, for example, and if you're not familiar with Abraham Maslow's work, the idea of this pyramid, and there are five levels, and the higher up you go, the more growth you're having. It gets into this higher level of stuff. And I've based my productivity ROI scoring system, which if you've downloaded the Daily Driver, which is my daily planning tool, you'll see there. But it's largely centered around this concept of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the lower three tiers, which are the idea of, you know, basic sustenance, food, security, things like that, you get a little bit higher up to connecting with people, which is something that is being done completely different in a lot of ways right now. Those lower three levels, those are things that you need to do. They are the things that kind of keep us in this mode of maintenance, you know, of basically a sense of normalcy as much as we can get right now. Those fourth levels, the levels of self-esteem and self-actualization, those are harder to come by right now. Those periods of growth, there's a lot of talk about, hey, you know, when you have more time, and especially in uncharted waters that we're in right now, you should be able to write that book or live that dream or build that, you know, major project that you've been, you know, procrastinating or delaying. That is largely an unrealistic expectation, because more now than ever, just trying to get through the day can be tough. So I've reframed what my MVP day looks like. It's no longer about writing, audio, video, exercise, study. If I get those things done, man, that was a killer day. But right now, I'm just trying to get my OM done. If I can optimize a little and maintain, that's a minimum viable productive day. And more often than not, it's the maintenance part that's the most important, just keeping up with the stuff that's already there. Because energy is different. Attention spans are all over the place. If you've got kids at home like I do, they're home. That's a different scenario. If you're working from home right now and you've never done that before, that's going to take its toll on your energy and your attention, because it's something new. Whenever change occurs, it takes its toll on things that can fundamentally affect our productivity. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But there's a period of adjustment. And during this period of adjustment, I think it's really important to reframe productivity for you and what you can do in a day. And more often than not, what you can do in a day is just maintain and perhaps optimize. For me, optimizing is like the next level. But I put that at front of my MVP day acronym, which is my OM, you know, like that chanting of OM. If I can get that done, I'm at peace, right? So if I can optimize things like my podcasting, I've just brought forward a new editor to help me with the podcast so I can focus on some bigger things, or so I can just keep up. I think that's the initial goal, is to just keep up, right? Making some plans, that's optimizing. If I can do just that stuff along with the maintenance, that's a minimum viable productive day. I've had an MVP day. So I didn't want to keep this, you know, going on too long, because I know you've got a lot of things to do. But I encourage you to take a look at your day and figure out what you need to do. Look at the things that you ought to do and just toss those aside until they are something that you need to do, or until you get all the things that you need to get done, because ought is often a level away from things that you want to do. So look at the things you need to do. Work on those. Those are the maintenance things, right? Those are the things that you need to get done. And really be honest with yourself. Because a lot of times we look at our lists, we look at our obligations, our commitments, and some of them are just self-imposed. So look at those And then look at the things you want to do and just delay those or put them in another bucket altogether. You know, on the daily driver, the daily planning tool that I use, the paper planner, I can see the things I want to do because it's indicated with a W. So if I don't get those done, you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up about it. It's the things I need to do. And the things that are listed as ought to do items, well, if I haven't made a decision on those, whether there's something I absolutely need to do, which means I've probably waited to the point where they must get done, or things I've not decided there are things I really want to do, I'm rather indecisive or non-committal about them, I'm just not going to do them. So give yourself some grace. You know, give yourself some empathy. It's actually funny. I was talking to my daughter yesterday about how she's dealing with the changes that are going on in this current scenario that we're all in. And for the first couple of weeks, it was tough. But now she's adapted. She's used to it. She's having to make some conscious choices around where she spends her time and attention and energy. She gets that freedom of choice. She has that agency now, whereas when you're going to school, you don't necessarily have that. We may have that in our job scenarios, right? So I think the goal here shouldn't be all about growth and building amazing things and going big. It should be the small stuff, the stuff that we need to get done, the maintenance, and maybe tweak things a little here and there to make them better so that when this season's over, and whatever that next season looks like, we're ready to redefine what a minimum viable productive day looks like. And it took a while for me to be okay with this. I have to be honest. I mean, I really do want to get my daily waves done. But knowing what I know now, not just for me, but for what my family needs, I think it's really important that you get real about your productivity right now and what you can accomplish in a day, because we often overestimate what we can do in a day and underestimate what we can do in a larger stretch of time. So I hope this was helpful. You know, this was not the planned discussion. I've got lots of other plans and lots of other ideas that I'm, you know, putting together for the episodes of the podcast that fall outside the normal discussions that I have with other people. And it took a while for me to be okay with not releasing the episode that I had planned because it's not ready yet. And that episode, by the way, definitely falls into those higher level of needs. You know, they're deeper, bigger episodes. But by taking the time to hire someone to help me out with this stuff, that could be the next level. Thinking about that stuff and putting that's the stuff, that's the optimize, that's the maintain. Doing that allows me to have more agency over the things that I need and want to do. And it makes a far better day for me going forward. So reframe your MVP day if you're already using one. And if you don't have an MVP day, take a look at putting one in place. It can be really helpful. And if you're not journaling already, that's a great place to really see if it's working for you or not. Thanks for joining me on this episode. I hope you enjoy what I'm putting together with the podcast. I haven't been doing two episodes per week for very long. If you have suggestions as to what topics you'd like me to cover, just email me at podcast@productivityist.com. Those emails come directly to me and I look at them and I see them and I may not be able to respond right away, but it's part of my maintenance, so I'll definitely give it a go. And let me know what you think, whether you have specific topics you want me to discuss, whether you want them to be like a series I can put together, maybe. I'm more than willing to talk about things like apps and situations like this because it's you know, I'm focusing. In fact, that's one of the things I want to do with this. But I'd love to hear from you. And if you enjoy the podcast in general, I'd love to get ratings and reviews from you and subscribe as well. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, hit that subscribe button. And if you liked this episode, then give it a rating and review wherever you're listening to podcasts. It only helps me make the show better because I can see what I'm doing right and what I need to improve upon. And then I can strive for that excellence that I really want to deliver every single week, twice per week now. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Take care of yourself. I'll see you later.